Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am speaking with Dr. Seth Krupp, Medical Director, Department of Emergency Medicine at Henry Ford Hospital. And Doctor, you are in the emergency room. So can you talk about if it's getting busier now that we are seeing a surge in coronavirus cases?
Across the system, we certainly have seen a significant increase in COVID patients and COVID-related visits. It certainly varies by location across our hospital, depending on what counties our emergency departments are located in, but we have seen a significant uptick.
Okay, so what's so interesting is that the governor and others, I know other doctors as well, encouraging people to still keep appointments that they already have and that the ER is still open for emergencies outside of the virus.
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to reinforce that message that people who require emergency care that they needed before COVID should continue to access that emergency care, and now more than ever. We do really want to emphasize that coming to the emergency department is a safe place to be. We have gotten better and better at sorting and safely separating patients and maintaining social distancing and isolating those patients who we do have concerns about COVID in. So we want to just encourage people to continue to use the emergency departments as they typically would.
So can you talk about the illness of patients that you're seeing today compared with what it was in the spring?
So certainly we are not at the levels that we were in the spring as a system. However, you know, the rates are going up. We're not seeing as many critically ill patients, thankfully, but we are, you know, seeing an ever-increasing rate of positive tests overall, but fewer patients on ventilators and fewer patients coming in acutely ill. However, we are still seeing some very sick people. So, you know, we always want to reinforce the message of social distancing and following the governor and the CDC's recommendations currently about, you know, safe practices in our work and in our personal lives.
So I know PPE was a huge issue when this first began in March. How is the hospital now? Are you guys good with that or do you need help?
No, we have made huge strides and things feel very different this time around because we feel like we've got a steady stream of PPE. We have systems in place where all the folks who need it all the time have it. So, you know, it's gone quite well this time around. It feels much more certain. I would say, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that it'll remain that way. But, you know, we're all with everybody else watching to see where the trends go and, you know, preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best and waiting to see how many more hospitalizations wind up coming out of this spike in community cases we're seeing.
Okay, so we knew this spike was coming, and did it happen as quick as you thought it would, or did it happen quicker?
You know, I think it's a little hard to answer the question because it depends on, you know, what county you're in. We're certainly seeing higher levels in northern metro Detroit than we are in the city of Detroit. So I think, you know, for some areas, it certainly comes faster than we expected, and in others, frankly, it's come a little bit more slowly than we had worried. So I think the big difference this time around that people need to understand is that, you know, there is more COVID everywhere throughout the state resulting in these high numbers, whereas before it was more focused in certain areas. So I think that the overall sum of cases is certainly rising faster than we had expected, but it kind of varies by location.
Okay, so what about the demographics of these cases? Have the ages of the patients changed at all?
You know, we're certainly, I guess if you look at emergency department visits, I would say it's stayed relatively consistent. As far as overall testing, I probably couldn't speak to that as well as, you know, folks who are involved in our community testing and outreach as where they're seeing positives more so. But in the emergency department, I would say, generally speaking, we're kind of seeing the same ages and types of patients, with the exception that we probably have fewer critically ill.
So how are you and the nurses and other healthcare workers holding up?
You know, to be honest, it's been a slog. You know, I think every single day you're there, every single patient, you're always preparing for and addressing concerns for COVID. And, you know, overall, it just makes work more complicated. It makes gives you a higher cognitive load in your work day. And, you know, there's a lot more protocols and things to follow. So, you know, overall, I think, you know, people are tired. But, you know, that being said, we had a pretty significant break there from the high intensity that we're starting to move back into. So I think people are ready for the next surge here. And, you know, we've gotten better and I think we feel more secure in our practices and our PPE and the safety that we can deliver to our patients who are there for non-COVID illness. So in that regard, I think folks are much more prepared mentally than last time around.
So the CDC issued the guidelines to not travel for Thanksgiving. I mean, you're a doctor, a medical professional. What do you say? Are you going to be celebrating Thanksgiving or, I mean, what does it look like for you?
You know, I had to have the hard conversation with my own family in the past week or two that, you know, we are not going to be getting together. My parents live about 2 hours away and usually we have a big Thanksgiving and we all get together with about 20 to 25 people. But we have just made the decision to completely cancel that. And everybody in my family and my extended family are going to hold Thanksgiving in their own households locally with, you know, their own family members in the direct contact. So, you know, hard decision, certainly. But I think for me, the message to my family is, how will you feel afterwards if you choose to do something and a number of people get sick? And I think that anything we can avoid right now, we should. And Thanksgiving meal, although is hard, I think is something that is avoidable. And, you know, I think that it's a difficult thing, but it's a responsibility we all have to one another.
So when you were in medical school, did you ever imagine that you would end up being a doctor during a pandemic?
You know, I have a favorite mug that says only the paranoid survive. So I guess, you know, we certainly learned in medical school that a pandemic is a real possibility. And, you know, we ran into one in 2009. So I don't think that anybody ever deluded themselves that this was probably going to happen in our lifetime. Although I can't certainly say that I predicted it was going to happen, but I always had a feeling that we would be living through something like this. But certainly came sooner than I had hoped and expected.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure to speak to you. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.